Thank you for holding. Is this John?
Yes, sir.
I like your name. It's a good name. You must have had some Christian parents.
Yes, sir.
My name's John as well. That's why I say that. I'm one of the directors here. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line. She wanted me to go over some pricing and details with you. Did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, I've actually been really wanting to do it. It all boils down to price.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. So you're looking to do it, and I'm looking for somebody to fill the spot. So help me help you. You know what I mean? Let's figure this thing out. So I see you're already doing Home Advisor right now. I know that's got to cost an arm and a leg. I've worked with a lot of guys who have used that, and it's a pay-per-lead, right?
Right.
Okay. So I don't know if you know this, but Home Advisor does use Google to get the leads that they sell to you. So they do this, and then they resell the lead, but they'll sell it to a couple other guys. So the leads aren't always quality, you know, and they charge you even if you don't get the job. So I'll get you a lot higher quality leads.
I spent about an hour this morning on the phone yelling at them. Yeah.
No, I hear you. I'm about to shut
those
guys down.
They're sucking me dry, and I'm getting very little yield out of it.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Sometimes that's a good thing, but no, not in this situation.
No.
So, here, let me show you what I can do. There's a report on the FTC, actually. I've been helping some people get their money back from them just by kind of mentioning that you'll add to that report if they don't reimburse you. Because otherwise, they try to send it to collections and do all kinds of crazy stuff when you cancel them, you know?
Right.
But I want to get you out of that. So I could send you that report, at least that way you have it. I'll follow through. If we're working together, I'll follow through and make sure that we get you out of that. As far as cost of this, there's a couple of companies up there now, and I'm trying to mimic their campaigns and then shave the pricing down. So there's like... Oh, man. Okay. So there's DJP, which I'm sure you probably heard of those guys, and then there's Rosewood Fencing.
Yep.
Okay. So these guys are both on something like our Platinum Package. Our Platinum Package is advertised on our website at $499 a month, and that's with the website included. Now, what I could do... since you've only been in this area for 2 years, I can list you as a new business, and I can reduce the cost by 50%. So I could drop it down to $249, and then that'll include the website for you, and then there's no extra charges, and that'll be on a month-to-month basis, so you don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or commit to it long-term. Even though I'm sure you will use it long-term, but I want to make sure your experience is complete opposite of what you just went through. So
does your service have like an app where I go on and look at my leads, or is it just strictly people? Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah, I mean we're not sending you a lead and then selling you a lead, right? But what happens is there's a mobile platform where about 87% of searches happen on like the iPhones. Like if you just look up wood fence installation on your phone.
Yeah.
If they click on you on that little phone icon to call you, it right then tracks what keyword they looked up and their phone number and that they contacted you. So if you miss that call, you go into the app and there's a pipeline of potential prospects in there that you can go call back, you can request reviews from. So it's more so just to kind of help you not lose clients, but also show you tangibly that we're bringing business opportunities to the table for you each month. But we're not charging you per lead or anything like that through the app. So it's just a $249. You know, if you get 100 phone calls, your bill's the same. It's not going to go up or change on you.
Okay. So do you guys do a background check and all that stuff? It takes like a month to get in and all that?
No, it's already been done or we wouldn't even be calling you. So you have to qualify for the spot. So you made it onto the qualified candidates list already.
Well, I'll tell you what. My wife is on her way home right now. I'm just about ready to jump in the shower. We got a thing to go to with my son tonight.
Okay.
But can you call me in like an hour and I can get, I'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll still be here in an hour. Actually, I get out of here in about an hour and 7 minutes, so you'll be my last call of the day. I'll put the spot on hold for now, so that way they're not dialing out on it.
Yeah, I definitely want it, but my wife is the one who does all of our billing right now, all of our banking. So I've already discussed this with her. She told me, she's the one that brought this to my attention, that I should look into this.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea. I think we should do it, but at the very moment, I don't have the access to the card to give you the information to pay
it's
for
okay.
it.
I mean, we do got to do more than that, too. I got to create the profile and verify some information with you. So,
well, and
I'll
if
circle
it's
back.
For you, mm-hmm. If it's easier for you to call me in the morning, if you have more time, that's fine. If not, call me in about an hour, and I'll have card information, and we can get started.
Yeah, let's try to
like
get it set up. Let's try to get it set up in an hour. That way I could start tomorrow morning working on something else or even getting this website up and running.
Okay. Awesome. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, you're welcome, John. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.